Hello again there folks, so I thought I'd just do a quick update video that I'm no longer on Twitter. I've been banned. I don't know why, I don't know if I was reported or if it was the bots or what happened. But I'm no longer on Twitter. I had 13,300 followers or something, and now it's all gone. But what I want to say is, like, I'm not exactly shedding a tear over it, because I'd kind of learned to despise that website. But if you do content and you want to get it out online, you want to get into circulation, like, it's a double-edged sword that way. So, but what I really hated about it was the constant drama, the constant bullshit, and the feeling that when you weren't on there, that you should be on there. Now, the thing is, you know, you've got these big brains in Silicon Valley. They're pumping hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars into algorithms and how that all works and how to manipulate you, because they want you to stay on there for as long as possible. And the way they do that is to make you feel like you should be on there. And so if you're, this is actually what I one of the things that I hated about the site most of all, and what I was actually going to do a video on it in and of itself, where if you're not on there, you feel as if you should be on there, or you feel as if, well, have I got a message, have I got a notification? And so it's as if you've got all the shit of the world like imposing itself on your time, like all of the time. And what I noticed as well is that the amount of books that I was reading, the amount of essays that I was reading, and how much I was writing myself was really hampered, because you're thinking, well, is there something going on Twitter, or have I got a notification? Has somebody done like a sarcastic retweet? And the thing is, everybody else is like that on, most people are like that on the site as well. So what you've got is this kind of DOS house for sort of social media smackheads, all trying to own each other, or everybody's got the hottest take. But instead of, you know, it's like a smack house, but instead of that being a drug, it's politics. But it's amplified in such a way that you think it's a lot more important than what it actually is. So people in my inner circles know that I've actually long since like despised the website and wanted to deactivate the account. The problem is that would decrease the how I can get my other content into circulation. But that's all by the by now, because Twitter have solved that problem for me, and I'm really kind of relieved that the decision's being made and I can get back. I mean, I can already feel my attention span starting to increase again, because one of the things that Twitter does, and you can see it, and it's been proven time and time again, is that it reduces your attention span to that of a fly. And you think you can squeeze real ideas into that little box and then get it out there, and then like wait for the inevitable replies which are going to come in, and then like get into fights for absolutely nothing, get into arguments for nothing, and then spend time waiting for all of the notifications to come in for that as well. And so I've got to say, I'm glad to see it go. So what it means is that I think my YouTube videos are going to be longer and better and more well thought out, without the constant irritation of that godforsaken website imposing itself on me time all of the time. So I'm not bothered about it whatsoever. I mean, is it really that important, like that Ash Sarkar has made a tweet which is a little bit irritating, or a little bit gets on your nerves, or something she shouldn't have done? Like, do we really need all of that in our lives all of the time? I had at one point I was getting something in the region of 20 to 30 notifications every minute coming in on it, and the fact is, the human brain is just not meant to deal with that. The human brain isn't meant to deal with the amount of useless information being fed into it by Twitter, by social media in general. But I think Twitter's perfected the art of making it purely a negative experience, and then making you feel as if, well, you should be on there because you don't know what's going on when you're not on there. YouTube doesn't function like that. I mean, even Facebook may do that a little bit, but I think it's kind of now just families and friends and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm not really sorry to see it go whatsoever. I'm going to make a Telegram account where I can post my stuff on there, and but I won't be going back on Twitter anytime soon, I'll tell you that. Good riddance. And I think it's going to do me mental health the world of good, because it's, the site's just cancer. So I'm not exactly too bothered about it. So I'll see you later, folks. Thank you.